It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Fresh Oil radio program podcast. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and today we're wrapping up a series that I've entitled Built for the Fire with a message called Born for the Blaze. Let me ask you a bold question right at the start. What were you born for? Not just what do you do to make a living, not just what do you dream about when life is quiet, but what were you created for? Because some people were made for ease, for safety, for normal. But then there's others who were born for the blaze. You felt it. That holy fire that won't let you stay silent. It's a passion that stirs in our heart every time you see injustice or compromise or spiritual apathy in the church. You feel it when you worship. You feel it when you pray. You feel it when you're quiet, and even more when you speak. Jeremiah felt that fire, and he tried to put it out, but he couldn't. Today we're going to talk about the fire that's shut up in your bones, the fire of calling, the fire of a burden, the fire that refines and restores, and yes, sometimes it burns us before it builds us. Today I want to talk to you about this fire, the fire you didn't choose. Jeremiah didn't ask for the fire. He was young, he was inexperienced, and when God called him, his first response wasn't, here I am, send me, Lord. No, it was, I'm too young, I can't speak, they won't listen. And yet God put a word in his mouth and a fire in his bones. You see, the fire of God's calling, it isn't something you vote on. It chooses you. And some of you listening right now have tried to run from your calling, just like Jonah, like Jeremiah. Maybe you've told yourself that season is over. Maybe you've said, I'm not qualified anymore, Keith. Or maybe life has hurt you so deeply that you're not sure you want the fire anymore. But that fire, if it's from God, it doesn't extinguish easily. You may cover it up, bury it under disappointment or distraction, but one day it flares up again in the middle of your silence. And that's what Jeremiah discovered. After rejection, after beatings, after being ridiculed, he said, that's it, I'm done preaching. But the word of God, he said it was like a fire shut up in his bones. He couldn't hold it in. Let me tell you, there is a divine restlessness that comes on people who were born for the blaze. You can try to fit in quiet places, but you'll never be satisfied. You can try to silence the roar, but you'll only grow more miserable, because the fire was not given for you to hoard. It was given for you to burn with it and for it. There have been times over the last 41 years of my pastoral ministry when I wanted to retire. I wanted to leave. I wanted to quit. And yet here I am, because I can't. I've got a fire that's shut up in my bones. I can't quit. I heard about a man who inherited an old house from his grandfather a while back, and it had been boarded up and untouched for nearly 20 years. And as he went through the attic, he found a violin case. It was dusty, cracked, and forgotten. And he opened it up to find a gorgeous hand-carved violin. And when he brought it to the restorer, they discovered it was over 200 years old and worth tens of thousands of dollars. But here's what the restorer said that struck me. He said, this instrument was made to sing, but because it's been silent for so long, it'll take time to bring the voice back. And isn't that like some of us? We were made to carry something beautiful and powerful from heaven. But because of time or pain or fear, we've gone silent. But God is saying to you today, it's time to sing again. It's time to burn again with passion that only God can give. See, Jeremiah described the word of God like a fire shut up in his bones. Not in his mouth, not in his mind, but in his bones. The deepest part of structure in his body. the place of strength. See, the fire had settled into his very framework, into his bones. Let me ask you, how deep has the Word of God settled in your life? Is it something that floats on the surface, or is it down in your bones? Because here's the truth. If the fire is only in your feelings, you'll burn out. If it's surface deep, you're going to have problems. But if it's in your bones, you'll endure. You'll push through the hard seasons of life, and you'll weep and still walk. You'll bleed and still bless. Because it's not about emotional hype. It's about divine combustion. And notice this, Jeremiah didn't say the fire was comforting. He said it made him weary of holding it in. There's a weight to the Word of God when you try to suppress it or keep it inside. God doesn't anoint us for comfort. He anoints us for commission. So if you're weary today, it might not be because you're doing too much. It might be because you're holding in what God told you to release. There's a story about a lighthouse keeper on a remote coastal island. He was given a strict oil ration each month to keep the lamp burning. And one month, a fisherman came to him asking for a bit of oil to mend his boat. And the keeper, he gave it. And then a widow came, and she was asking for some oil to cook, and he gave it. And then a traveler stranded in the rain begged for warmth, and he shared it again. But by the end of the month, the oil ran out, and the lighthouse went dark. And that very night, a ship crashed against the rocks, and dozens died. And when the authorities arrived, they were furious. "You were entrusted with one thing," they told the keeper, "to keep the fire burning." The keeper said, "But I was only trying to help." And the official replied, "You were not called to help in those ways. You were called to keep the fire burning." See, my friend, you and I were not called to satisfy everyone. You're not called to make everyone happy. You're not called to meet every need even. You're called to keep the fire burning. And don't waste your oil trying to please people who don't value your calling. The world needs your fire. This world is dark, and it's growing darker. And what the world does not need is more cool-headed, polished religion. It really needs burning hearts. People who've seen God, touched His presence, and can't hold it in. We don't need better entertainers in the pulpit. What we need is better fire keepers in the prayer room. We need mothers who'll burn in with intercession and fathers who'll burn with integrity. Teenagers who'll burn with purity. And pastors who will burn with the holy fire, even if it costs them the approval of men. My friend, you were born for the blaze. And if you were born for it, no flood can quench it. No wind can blow it out. No critic can silence it. And like Jeremiah, there may be days when you want to walk away from it. But I believe that same fire, shut up in his bones, is alive in you and I this very day. Let me give you several things to think about today. First of all, where has your fire gone dim? Are there places in your life where the fire used to burn brightly? I mean, your passion for prayer, your hunger for scripture, your boldness in witnessing, it burned bright at one time, but now it's just embers. Ask the Holy Spirit to breathe fresh wind upon the fire of your life today. And secondly, ask yourself, are you holding something in that God told you to release? See, I believe every one of us were made for purpose and destiny. God doesn't just call pastors. He calls people. And like Jeremiah, you may be trying to silence a word, a burden, a calling of God on your life, but if God gave it, then you've got to release it. There's weariness in suppression, but there's strength in obedience. And then thirdly, ask yourself, what distractions are stealing your oil? Remember the lighthouse keeper? He lost the blaze because he poured out his oil in ways that he wasn't called to. You know, a lot of times I believe we just get distracted. There's so many things in life that come our way to distract us from what God has called us to do. Charles Hummel wrote a book years ago called The Tyranny of the Urgent. A little small book, but it was so powerful. And it said so many times we leave the important things in our life to do the urgent things. See, the urgent things are those things that demand your attention. I want you now. I want you to do this now. They're not really necessarily important. They're just urgent. They're wanting your time. But it's the important things, like the will of God, like our family, like our calling, like our health, that are really important that we need to prioritize in our life. See, where are you being drained by things that are not really your assignment? And then fourthly, have you mistaken burnout for obedience? See, burning for God doesn't mean exhausting yourself. The fire of God doesn't burn you out. It burns you up like a living sacrifice. Remember Romans 12:1, to offer ourselves to God a living sacrifice, fully consumed but fully alive. Friend, finally today, will you ask God to reignite the fire today? I'm not talking about the kind of fire that's there just for hype. I'm not talking about the applause of men, but so that your life can become a beacon to those around you. So that in a world of darkness and shadows, your life becomes a blaze of truth. Friend, you were born for the blaze, not for ashes, not for comfort, not for compromise. You were born to burn with the presence of God. Let the fire shut up in your bones, erupt again. Speak the word of God. Preach the truth. Pray like it matters. Worship like he's worthy, because he is. And don't settle for sparks when you were born for fire. I want to pray for you today, my friend. Father, reignite every cold heart today. God, I believe there are people that have tuned in today for fresh oil, that they need your touch, a fresh oil touch upon their life. I'm asking you today to rekindle every buried calling today. Some have walked away from ministry and because they were hurt, God. But I'm asking you today to let the word in our bones burn so brightly that we cannot stay silent, God. In a world growing dark, make each of us a lighthouse of hope, a voice of truth, and vessels of fire, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Friend, you were not just born to survive hardship. You were born to blaze with the fire of God in your life. I believe it's no accident you tuned in to Fresh Oil today. I believe God had this special time for us together. And friend, keep the fire burning. Guard your time with God, because fire dies when it's starved of oxygen. And let the Holy Spirit breathe on your life with fresh oil. Cut off what quenches it, sin, apathy, and fear. They're water on the flame. And then surround yourself with other people who are burning with blaze. And God wants to ignite your life one more time, friend, and touch you with a fresh touch. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.